We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otot Chaim. We are now Perek Dalit, Avshah, Yaakov, Leia. In the original edition is of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. And in the Matuk Midvash Chilik, it is Shin Mem Hei, Daf Shin Mem Hei. So we had finished explaining how to create the parts of Yaakov. Now the Arizal is going to explain to us how is Leia created. The truth of the matter is in Perek Beis, we already did this. A lot of the information is repeated over here. He's adding more information here, but it's based on Perek Beis. We saw that Leia was created by the Achoraim, by the falling of the Achoraim, her Achoraim, which subsequently developed the apostle called Leia. So as we'll go into it, we'll make reference to that Perek Beis as well. Okay, so let's continue. The plan is to try to finish off.
Okay. Listen, the
ganze
Shari is only Madurat Inina.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Vizvay at the Inyan part of Leia. Eshet Yaakov beProtus. He calls it Eshet Yaakov Protus because we make various zivugim between them during the various tefillas. Kvar beyanu she Yaakov.
What does that mean?
It's not for now. When we do kavanas, we're in snugya. Kvar beyanu she Yaakov. Who ma'eses tefillos ha'achoraim de'aba. Again, we explained last week that. And in previous weeks, that Yaakov is created through the following of the Achoraim of Abba. The Achoraim of Abba fell into the lower parts of Atzilus, and thereby creating the parts of Yaakov. Aval Leia eino ela min malchus ha'achrona shebekol eses sfirot de'achronin de'ima וכל תשע אחרי עוד לא יוכלו להתברר ולהתקן to create any types of parts of them וכבר נתברר לאל, which is in, again, Perek Beis, the reason why that is. So let me explain to what he's saying over here. That the difference between the formation of Yaakov and formation of Leah is that in order to create Yaakov, what happened was is that the Achoraim, remember, Patsu has two facets, that Achoraim and Panim. So the Achoraim has 10 spheres, the Panim has 10 spheres. So the 10 spheres of the Panim of Abba did not break. 10 spheres of Abba, of the Achoraim of Abba did break. They fell down, created Yaakov Poshet. Now, the same exact scenario happened with Ema. The Panim stayed up, and the 10 spheres of the Achoraim broke. Now, what created the parts of Leia doesn't necessarily mean because the 10 spheres of the Achoraim of Ima fell, that automatically that created Leah. No, but rather, what actually happened is that Leah was created only with one sphere, with the Malchus of Ima.
Achoraim
of Ima. Right? As opposed to Yaakov, that was Eses spheres.
So that's going to
create. Well, what do you mean? What's going to happen with that? That's poshut. That's, we need to misaken Ima. Ima lost her Achoraim. We're going to have to misaken that.
Okay. But no part was created by the rest.
No,
only by
no, that. That's right. No creation was no part was created with the tesha elyonim of the Achoraim of Ima.
Did he fail into Bria? Did he?
Huh?
Did he fail into Bria? No.
No. Api Pashtes, he did not follow. Api Amkes, he did.
Sorry, Api Amkes.
Amkes. Because we know that the Levushim or the Chalokim of Abba V'Ima which fell down, part of them were absorbed by Zun. And since Zun fell into Bi'ah, they schlepped along Chalokim. But that's the Rashash and the Arizal. Such a point, right? Not for heresy, anyways. The Bosh Peshan the Arizal says the Achoraim only fell as the lowest part of Atzilus. Now, and what he means about Kavan is by Le'el Atam. The reason is because if we remind us of what happened in Perek Beis, is that when it came for the Shas Atikun, we built up the Patsuf of Atik, we built up the Patsuf of Arich, we built up the Patsuf of Abba of Ima, Vizum, Chule, Vichule. When it came to the time to build the first Patsuf for Atik, which originally was, when it came up in the 9th Ak, it was a Keser. So when that was built up, it was able to be Mashpia once again on Abba Abba v'Ima, right? Or Chochma Bina in that particular case. Mm-hmm. And we saw with Enshal in the Perek Beis that because of this Tosefes Hashpah now in Shas Tikkun on Abba v'Ima, the Patsufim, which then were Ach v'Ach, were able to now start turning various directions. So the first direction was is that Abba was Panim to the Achraim of Ima. And why wasn't Ima Panim with the Panim of Abba is because Ima was not strong enough in order to mekabel the Shefa from Atik. Atik was able to mashpia on the Panim of Abba. Abba was able to mekabel that, but the Ima's Panim was not able to mekabel. She was only able to mekabel the Shefa from Atik through her Achoraim. And therefore, the only Shefa. Therefore, the shefa which Atik gave to Ima was only to the Achoraim, specifically to the lower sphere. That's as much as Ima could take. And therefore, since the lower sphere was Malchut, that was the Malchut which was able to mesaken a part of. The other spheres didn't get this tremendous hashpah, and therefore was not able to make a part of, or mishtativ in Leah. Okay.
But that sounds strange to read because. Lechora, the reason of the Shveret is because it was too much oil.
Mm-hmm.
So if we say that Malchus did get a lot of, or more than the rest of the spheres.
No, we're talking Shas Tikkun now. They broke already. Now it's Shas Tikkun now. The better, the stronger and better what they were. The bigger Kalim now.
Shas Tikkun. Again.
Okay, let's go weiter. V'od yesh tam acher. There's another time why we find a chiddush between. Yaakov and Leah, that's right. V'hu mipnei she'elu hem dinim gmurim. Oh, actually, there's actually a difference between Malchus and the Teisha spheres, because mipnei she'elu hem dinim gmurim shehem achoraim hayoisi chitzonim sheyesh be'ima. Ashafilo mino dinim misarim kenodon. L'chein lo haya yichol itbarer bahem rak achoraim de malchut de ima bilvad. Again, why is it that only the Malchus was able to build the Patsuf of Leah, Masha Enke, the Atatius feels being building up the Patsuf of Yaakov? The answer is that you have to understand Ima. The Zohar tells us that Ima, all the dinim come from Ima. All the dinim is the Mina, dinim is Arimbo. That's where everything stood, and that's where all the dinim come from. And then he says, "Lachein lo haya yochol itzbar b'hem rak achoraim del malchus." Therefore, the biru process was only able to be done in a very weak way. It was only able to affect the achoraim of the malchus, the ima bevad. And that's why, and therefore, and the biruim were only able to do only the most minimal amount of biruim, which was the malchus of the achoraim of ima. And that's why the only possibility to make leah was through the malchus. The Mafashim all ask a question. The cash over here, the Shem Sosin brings the Yafeshah, the Beis Lechem Yehuda. So they all ask a very posh the cash. They don't understand. First of all, if you're telling me the reason given over here is really not maspik. If anything, it's more shver. What's his cash? His cash is, why is it that Leah was only built up with one sphere of Malchus? You know why? Because it was so shver. L'ima is full of dinim, and her achraim is full of dinim, and therefore she was only able to be built from the Malchus. Well, one second, what's the most dinim in the entire ima? It's the Malchus of Bina. She is the culmination of the lowest sphere in Bina, in ima, and therefore she is the most concentrated dinim in her. So Mayachidesa, should the Biurim be done on that strongest point of Bina as opposed to the Keser? The Yafeshah, he claims that if any part of Bina should have been Mavura, should have been the Keser. That's the most heilig and the easiest to make the Biurim. Much again, the heaviest part of it, that's the hardest part to make the Biurim.
Yeah, but the Etzem Malchus did not get Maklum. So the Etzem, when Malchus is alone, there's not a lot of Dinim.
No, she's full of dinim.
Only because it received from the highest spheres.
No. Let's make a klum. She's the or inside of her. She doesn't have.
Yeah.
But her kelim is full of dinim.
The only when the rest is in.
No, she's her metzias. What do you mean? Her metzias. She's metzias as she is. Ba'asher usham. She's full of dinim. She's full of dinim. So they give various tools. I'm going to tell you the Eshel. I like this text the best. So he says he brings out B'Shem Rav David Pardo. Because how she facing, right? This is Zah's face and this is Zah's back, and Leah's like this. So her face is facing the back of Zah. Now her achoraim is megulim to the chitzonim. Now why is that? Is that fair? The chitzonim is going to chaper. So the Arizal told us beforehand in Shabbos and other places that it's bekavana. We want the chitzonim to live, and so therefore we want the achiza. We want an achiza of the chitzonim there. And why? Because it's a tzor kavoa in order to give us free choice and so on and so forth. And therefore, that makes sense why we're choosing the one with the most amount of dinim here. The most amount of negativity, because that's good for what we want. We want to set up a patsuf over there, which the chitzonim will be attracted to, and get a yenika.
That still doesn't explain why it has to be put up for one wrong everything.
Now we don't want too much shefa to go to the chitzonim. We're giving the minimum amount, which is the lowest sphere, which is malchus. And gam, there's lots of dinim over there, but the other rabbi, that's going to attract the chitzonim, and that's what we want.
Whatever whatever sphere we have chosen to have the tikkun for Leo, we would have said this answer.
Yeah,
that's the shiur chitzonim needed for the.
Yeah.
That's the shiur dinim needed for the chitzonim to live.
Yeah.
Okay, it's,
so
okay. Don't say why that. It's a kilu. We know that that's the proper shiur. We don't say why that's the malchus b'etzem.
No, malchus, because the malchus is the smallest amount of shiur. Makes sense.
No, the malchus is more than the rest.
I know.
That the rest would not have been enough.
And I'll tell you, he says, "It's a lomish. I'm mad since the beginning." שבבחינה שיונקו ממנו החיצונים תהיה בבחינה היועסה מועטת שבכל יוספירס כדי שהשפע שבו יהיה מועט ולא יהיה החיצונים רק שפע היועסה מוכח להם ולא יועסה ולכן נתקנה. So I got the cash was it was forget, right? He said that lo nika achem de ima mitnei shem dinim gmurim v'lo yochlu kulam litaken. V'im kein lefi tam ze lo ayat zori litaken achroya malchus shu achroina mikol yutzvios the din hayose kasha mikulam v'ayat zori litaken achroya mekese shu yose rachem mikulam.
Answer. So
it's easier to misaken a kese than a malchus. The malchus has the most amount of dinim. So what I think he's trying to say is the difference between Eichus and Kamos. So in Eichus, you're right, is the most amount of dinim, but in Kamos it doesn't. The Kamos is perfect.
But I don't know what you say. You saw it. I don't see anymore.
No, my own.
Yeah, what he says, Kilo, you don't need to change it in Kamos and Eichus. That's the shoe which is needed for the chitzonim.
The Kamos, right? The Malchus. You don't want
Eichus Kamos. Who cares Eichus Kamos?
No, the Eibush cares. The Eibush doesn't want to give too much.
And not too little.
Right.
So what do we need? We need
Malchus. Yeah. Malchus, which is the right amount. But the Havamina was, there's so much dinim over there that it's too hard to do the Maisa Biur on it. If a Maisa Biur is being done, the first place the Maisa Biur will be able to affect is the Keser. Because there's less amount of dinim. So why is the Maisa Biur affecting and being misakin a whole ganze paltu from a malchus, which is the hardest of all the biurim to be done, the hardest of all spheres?
Maybe the question is not exactly why malchut and not keter, but the question maybe is.
What are you saying?
No, how can you be metaken malchut without metaken keter? Doesn't make sense. The tikkun should be.
That's what I'm saying.
So start with keter. How come you jump? and you start Malchus.
I thought you told you.
That's the question.
Yeah.
This isn't actually a direct quote, though, is it?
I think it's a direct quote, yeah.
Of the Hashem?
Okay, let's go back to it. Va'omnam. Va'omnam. Atesh Svirat HaCheres, the Achoraim Di'ima Shenoflu, Nishor Lemata Bemokim Shenoflu. Right, you asked me what happened to them. They didn't go up. They didn't go up. Only Malchus was able to go up because there was a tikkun to it. But the Deja Achoraim Zahal, the Ima fell down state. Avlo Yochulu Itbarer Az Be'ez HaTikun, Az Be'ez HaTikun HaAtzilas. Aval Me'az Ve'alo, Mibris Odom Rishon Ve'az Bi'as HaMelech HaMashiach Bimher Ve'Aminu, then the tikkun would happen. You understand? There was a Shas Shvira and a Shas Tikkun that the Eibishter started, and then after that we came along. So we are going to be responsible to Mesaken the Teisha Sfiros Elyon in the Achoraim Avima until Bisa Mashiach. The Kol Mashin Mesaken Achoraim the Ima the Kol Yom VeYom Alid Tivaseinu Eino Ela MeHateisha Hanish Orim. So what are we doing? We're basically doing the job that was not done at the Be'ez Shas HaTikun. V'lo yigmo yidbar legamra ad yemos v'sheir b'mehera v'amenu, aval ha-malchut nizka be'ez Atzilus. Be'ez Atzilus, when the world of Atzilus was being formed, then the malchut was nizkan and became a part of called Leah. Now, v'arav Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaKohen. Rav Yitzchak HaKohen was one of the Guri Ari. He was one of the Talmidim Ari. Amar li shishom ma'amor yizal, and he said to Rav Chaim Vital that I heard a different pshat from the Arizal of what you heard. And his pshat is as follows. So it's the Rav Chaim Vital must have felt it's very, very chosh, because he kimat never ever quotes.
Rav Gedalia
Levi, he brings down. Kimat never quotes the Talmidim. And even if he does, he kimat never quotes the name. And he goes Zuloso, so from somebody else. You know, he's not the other writings, because Arizal told them that he's going to be the Tzino, going to pass it over the Kabbalah to the Klal Yisrael, and nobody else. But Abba became must have been a shtikla sofik by him. That's why he must bring him down. Vini kine shte achoraim hayu shenoflu. Now. Noflu another time. They fell twice. Noflu achuraim acheres de ima bezman shayu abba ve'ima poni ve'ach. Hear that? He's learning not what we've learned till now. He's learning that there's two nefilas of the achuraim of ima. Abba only fell once. That is masking too. Right, b'shas shvira there was one nefila of Abba v'Ima, and the shas tikkun Abba was first because he turned ponim be'ach. He was able to mekabel the oilers of Atik, but Ima wasn't strong enough, and she fell a second time. B'shas tikkun, believe it or not. V'ach ki anovla achraim achirz de Ima bezvan shayu Abba v'Ima ponim be'ach, v'az haya kilkul upgam. Sheni ba'achoraim de'ima, dafka ba'ima. Shegam az lo yochlo lekablo od ponim. Mathematic. V'nishor sham ba'achor kiniska le'el. She stayed back because she couldn't turn ponim. The light was too strong for her. She could not stay. Aba lo yodu mimen achoraim elo bepam achaz bilvad be'etz shegam hu aya ar ba'ach im ima. Because right, they started back to back. Then there was a pagam. After the Shas Tikkun, as Abba Nitkan ve'ima Noflu.
Atik.
As Abba Nitkan, Adrav Abba was Nitkan. Ve'ima Noflu Achoraim Pam Shnei. He's repeating himself. V'ine Achoraim Arishonim Lo Nidbar Klal. So all the Tikkun that we're doing and all this that we're talking about is the. Is the layers and all, that's all in the Nefila Shnia, not Nifile Rishon. That's going to happen to Mishael. Hine Eilo Achroinim Achoraim Ashniim Amalchus Shebeem Nidbar Rav Nasa Leib Bezman Nitikon Atzilus V'Teisha Sfiros Teisha Sfiros Nidbarim V'Holkim Me'az V'Alon Niske Niska Ad Biat Meshiv Ad Yigmuro Lidbar. Okay, that's his pshat. There's two different Nefilas.
He's missing 19 Sfiros yet to be in Varana, not 9.
Right, that's what he said originally. He said the first ones lo yochul idbar ad biyat Mashiach. That's poshut.
Oh, yes, sorry.
And then the achuraim are split by the malchus and mishnah. That's also zok terav chaim vital. Aval ani eini zoche sheshamati kach. I'm just sticking to my guns. But obviously he must have been wavering a little bit again because he's not there bechlal to bring any other shalat amidim. Let's go right. ואיננו כאשר נכנסים מתלבשים נאי דאמא תוך זה לעשות לו מוחים כנזכר לאל פשוט הוא שמכל שכן שהמלכות דאמא שהיה תחתונה מנאי שבה שהיא נכנסת ראשונה שהיא תחתונה מכולה ובמקום המידוסה היא בדס וזה אז זאת המלכות אימא שהיא תור פנימיוס זה בדס שבו כאשר לאה היא אחוריים שלה עולה ולמטה עד מוקם הדס כנזכר לאל לסיבה שאין לה מוקם למטה לסבור ארבע פרצופים ביחד אז המלכות אימא נמדלה ושבדו עובדה זה מה שיש לה מרחב וזה בחשב נגדה בגבו אימא הוכילה משהו האחוריים שלה ניקל לדעיה ואז מושכת אותה שגם מעמיד המקנה מגוחות ומנזר ונשים מהמבים. Okay, so let me explain to you what he's saying. Okay, what he's explaining is the build-up of Leah. Build-up of Leah. So just imagine the scenario is that Ima Zachorayim broke, all the Teshuvah spheres fall, and the lucky for the Malchus now becomes a part of after the Ganze Tikkun, a little bit of Mal, a little bit of Ben, Tuzama makes the part of Leah. Where is Leah? Leah is still at the bottom of Atzilus. Now it's a bit crowded over there because don't forget you have Yaakov, yeah. You have Leah, you have Rachel, and you have Yeshurun. You have four different parts. We learned this beforehand.
Yes.
You have four different parts over there, and you got very, very crowded over there. Very crowded over there. And due to that congestion of Patsufim, Leah was pushed up. Leah was pushed up. Now that's one case story. Another thing is happening over here. As Zai is progressively getting bigger and bigger by the fact that Ima is being machnis her nahi inside of him, as we know. Her nahi of Ima will go inside the parts of Zai to grow Zai. That's the cloud we said many, many times. What goes inside exactly? The three spheres of Ima, which is a netzach od yesod. And also the Yisod split into two parts. Yisod of that tells the Yisod. Really, there's four parts of him. Four spheres coming inside. We're going to call them Nahim. The Arizal calls them Nahim, but you have to know that there's no Malchus per se coming down inside, but rather it's a tells the Yisod.
Why?
Because no, the Malchus is always a reference to the next part of him. It's a building of the next part of him. We'll see.
No, but Atelisus is Malchus in the Zachar, what's the name of it? In Abba, you get the Teresis. Malchus is the Teresis, so it's. But in Ima and in Nuk, we do have Malchus, no? You to me in this way.
Atered Yesod is
Malchus. Malchus only Beza and the Abba.
Wrong.
Eh?
Every Patsuf has Atered Yesod. Atered Yesod is the Malchus. Now, I don't want to confuse the issue because she's also called the Malchus. So let's leave that aside. So we're going to have, again, three spheres, and the middle sphere, which we're going to concentrate on, is Yesod and Atel Yesod. So they're going to come down now. Now you have to understand the way it comes down. Let's look at the middle cap. As Yesod, the Ima is coming down. First, the Yesod, the Atel Yesod, is going to go down to the Das Dazam. Okay. Now, as soon as that happens, she has a cheshik to receive shefa from her malchus that went down. Remember. Her last sphere was the Malchus. She wants a shaykhus to that. Bechina. That once upon a time. So therefore, what's going to happen is that she's going to be Mali the Malchus all the way up. Remember? there's the congestion we spoke about of Yaakov, Leah, Rachel, Yeshurun over there. So Leah's pushed up, and while she's pushing up, Ima coming down into Zah schleps her up. Now listen carefully. Remember, there's the pneumius of Ima coming in, and Leah's on the outside. So she's schlepping her out, but with the pneumius of Ima going in, she's schlepping out the chitzonius of Leah, which is the chitzonius of her malchus. It's going to go all the way up, and it's going to stick in the back of the Das de Zah. Okay? Then it's going to continue. The Yesod, the Ima, is going to go into the Das, and the Atelus, the Yesod of Ima, is going to go to the Chazin. That's it. That's as far as she can go. Her Netzach goes all the way down to the Chachan, the Baga, all the way down, but it goes all the way down there.
Netzach of who? Of Ima?
Netzach of Ima goes all the way down to the Chachan.
Of Zah?
Of Zah. And the Baga. Baga is going to be the Hod of Ima, is going to all the way go down to the Baga of Zav. Okay, so let's read that inside. That's what he's saying over here. And then we're going to ask the Kasha. The Inyan who? She Kasha, Nechnosir mit Lavishim Nahi, the Ima toch Zav. Lasos lo Mochim Kenisa. That's the way Mochim, that's why Zav always grows by getting new Mochim, by the Kenisa of the Nahi, the Ima. Poshutu. Shebekol shekein shamalchut, which the Mefarshim explain doesn't mean the malchus, because the malchus is all the way down. We're talking the atelus yesod of Ima. Shehi atachtona me'anahi.
It's past the malchus, not above the malchus.
It's above the malchus. It is the atelus yesod. Sheba he nechnes b'rishona shehi tachton mikulam. It's the lowest part of the Yesod, right? It's the Atelus Yesod. So that's going to come in first. We're only concentrating on the middle calf to simplify things. So the Atelus Yesod, the Magi Yesod, is coming in through the head. It's going to go all the way down. The Atelus Yesod, which is the lowest part of the Yesod, is going to go into the Das de Zah. Va'az Zoisa Malchus, which again is the Atelus Yesod, the Ima. He toch Pinimias Zah Bedas Shebo. Kasher Leahi Achronim Shela. Since, remember, Leah is the achoraim of that Ima which is coming in, only milemata ad mokum adas keniske le'el. She's going to schlep her all the way up to the das. Remember, the pnimius of the Atelus Yesod is going to make enable that the chitzonius, which is on the outside of Zah, is going to go all the way up to the das. The siva she'ela mokum. Why? Because of the congested places down there. That's why she starts going up. Which is again Leah, Rachel, Yeshurun, and Yaakov. As a malchut the ima get the atel yesod the ima, hamelubash b'toch das deza yesh la chifetz vecheshik lidabik im bechinosa shemachroim shela anika Leah. She wants it's min b'mino. She created Leah. ואז מושכת אותה שם ועמידה כנגד מחוץ לדס דעשתה. She's going to be in the back of his head. That's where she's going to stay. That's her mokum olomis. It's going to be in the back of the das dezah. והיא בפנים ולאה ובחוץ כנגד. Yeah. So what's I'll read you out the Yafishos Kash over here. He says as follows. Ki amokam atelus yesod the ima kishinichnesa. Right. There's no mention of atelus yesod, but he says klal. That's a pshat, right? She atelus yesod the ima kishinichnesa toch za ima mochim shelo. Who shlish elyon the tiferes, right? Again, imagine the yesod of Ima's coming in. The yesod of Ima is actually a perik and shlish, sachakol, right? So the perik is the actual yesod, and the shlish is the atelus yesod. So the yesod is going to go down to the das, and the atelus yesod is going to go down here, right? We're speaking about the atelus yesod. So the atelus yesod has a koach to schlep up Leah all the way up. Where?
Das.
Doesn't make sense. Says the Yafishah, because the Atelus Yesod is by the Chazit. Smeichet Teis, it's schlepping it higher than it is. If anything, that layer should be by the chazer. It's a good question, no?
But we said that. Yeah, because of the congestion.
Say this. So she moves up from down there, she moves up.
We need more place.
We need more place.
Rachel needs more place.
She's going side by side. Anyway, she's side by side. Mm-hmm. She goes side by side. She'll be in there. It should be outside of the layer of Rachel. It's only two parts of it.
No, because Rachel is vak, so say that she can stay there, but.
She's vak and gash. She has Esther Sphiros.
What?
She has Esther Sphiros.
Yeah, but she does have Mochim now.
Okay.
No, so maybe if Leah is lower than that, so she's going to vak as well. So
So what? He says, "Oh, Boshin Zach, a very Boshin Zach." Because what happens first? Who came in first into the das? Who came in first into the das? Atelz Yisod or Yisod?
Atelz
Yisod. So when he got there, when he got there first, that's what schlepped it up to the das. You're right. Atelz Yisod is going to fall later on to the chazir. Say that, but it achieved what it's supposed to achieve.
Ah, so it's before.
Before, right, it comes, I tell you so, and then it tells you so went down, then you so came down here. But then Beni came into the Das Dezah, and that's when Leah popped up to the Das. I got that the tells you so it's going to go down to the Chazan, but say there. And once upon a time, it was by the Das. I pushed the tennis. Mm-hmm. You're for sure. Okay, let's go back to it. Velea, Adayim hi, Besod nekud achas she Adayim lo nitkenam. Now, Leah, what do we do? The Raya, she's only a Malkus. She's only one sphere. Where she's now, we found her, now she's in the back of Zah. Okay, so far so good? We schlepped her up all the way. This one little sphere of the of Ima, she became a Palzu, but she's only one sphere. Ve'enu rag Malkus da'achoyim de'ima. Ve'yisvir achas bevad. Ve'as he, me'ir abba, the Ima, is going to be me'ir on her through the Yesod, which is coming through Zah. Umigdala metakina. The Nazis passed to Shalem. After she came, Nimsesh beascholas Rosh Leah, who can I get dastiza, or the mat other chazes, Shisha, Matrel is Rosh Le Rachel, Atsim Raglizea. Aber the Malam and Dazi Shiza, Ein Agdola, Valia, Lelea, Klav, the fish is Rosh Shu Malchu de Imai, Bedaz Zak, Niska Leah. So what is he saying? He said that as soon as the Atel Yisod comes down into the Das Dezah, that's going to bring Leah all to the back of the Das Dezah. But she's only one Sfira. But once the Yisod of Ima comes into the Zah, is able to penetrate back and give nourishment and Shefa to Leah, Leah will grow now to a part of Shalom. But how far? Only to the Chazir. Only to the chazir. So Bekitzur, the entire length of Leah is from the back of the Das Dezah until the back of his chazir, where the chazir is mul. What's above the Das Dezah? Nothing's there, because again, that she's the highest part of. There's nothing above Leah. Hine nisbar become a mekromis she bekamonas boch shame kavod mafuso leolam ve'ed. Right? We're familiar with this pasuk. And Kreshema, I say a few times a day, that believe it or not, while we're saying that Pasuk, the Arizal in Shal Kavonis, in Drush Kreshema, Perek Vav, there explains that you're building up Leah. Okay? You can remember that stuff?
Building up Leah.
Yeah, so.
Into a Patsuf.
That's for sure. Remember why? Because there's only one Tzvira, Tzvira Kitana. So how is that? The Arizal said we build her up. But when? We build her up when we say Baruch Shem.
We finally said the method was. A malchut nitkana be'esatzilus. You know that before we said that.
Yeah, but no nukud the katana.
Ali tzeinu eno elaminates anisharim.
Right, but even the nukud the katana has 10 spheres. Malchus that we're building up is that one sphere into 10 spheres. We're not talking about the tesha.
But the tesha is ali tzeinu, no?
Yeah, I know, but that's something else. It's not Baruch Shem.
It's not Baruch Shem.
Baal Shem builds up the little Malchus into 10 spheres. Okay. So, Zog de Arizal, Veleya Nigra Midas Mida. She's called the Midas. Well, Besod, it says in Tehillim, Lamates, Pasuk Hey, Omidas, Omidas Yamai, Mahi. Mahi. So, David the Melch said, Omidas Yamai, Mahi. לפי שלוקח אז ארבע אלופים שבארבע שמות עקה שבמוח יזה ויש בה ארבע הארץ ארבע מוחים. Okay, because she's going to take this amount of shear, which is equivalent to midas. He's going to explain a bit more as we go along. So I'm not going to explain right now, I'll explain at the end. Hine, weiter, hine. Lea ba'atzma ein barak achorayim di malchut ze'ima belvad. As we know, Lea, as he said many times, Lea is built from the achorayim di malchut ze'ima. She is sfira achaz belvad. Onam, kasher alta lemale keneged adaz zizah, az a malchut ze'ima. He's just repeating himself. Penimius asher omed bepenim bedaz zizah notenas ara koach sholosh sfiros tachtonis the nahi the ima shehem nahi sheba naiva, right? Again, normal story is that netzah or yisod of ima will go in into zah, and that's going to mishpia on zah. We're learning today that it's not only mishpia on zah, it's mishpia on leah as well to build her up. Afa pishva achoraim shela lo olu keniska. Even though her achoraim were lo olu,
beside the malchut,
only the malchut. So the nahi is an interesting case, right? The nahi go all the way down to the bottom of tzilus, but they're able to help a malchut which goes above the netzach yisod, the periploim. Malchut goes higher than netzach yisod. Va'az, well, the periploim goes even above kes and everything. It goes above everything. Va'az mitzpashetet leya v'nasis pasuf echad shalem of eses sfiros. Mebichinas alba sfir she'em nahi nai di ima bilvad. And we know how that happens. That even though it's only three spheres of ima, but those spheres are split into each one is split into three, and therefore that'll give you teisha sphere. Aval rochel nukva deza afa pishe gam he shul komosa he alba spheres tachtonet deza kiniska im kol ze yesh ba kol eses spheres. Now Rochel, as we said, she's going to take from the Chozer all the way down, she's going to take the position of the last four spheres of Zah, because Zah, if you look at it, so it's going to be Das, and it's going to be Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferes. Those four spheres will be Keneged Leah, and everything which is Tiferes downwards, Netzah, Hod, Yesod, Malchus, that's going to be all allocated to Rachel. So she's going to take four, type of thing. And therefore, even though there's only four going to Rachel, but you have to know that includes 10 spheres. In cause the Yeshba call Esesphere. She's going to complete
Esesphere.
No. But Leah ain't Alba spheres. Elu Leah only has four spheres. Nazis part of Echad Shalom. And it's going to make one part of Shalom. Vine, he Nazis beginners always, hey, Iloa Kenoda. Now Leah, when you look at the Ariza always loves to do it, he always likes to give reference back to the Havaya. So now, how does this Leah and Rochel, if we look at the Havai Yud Kei Vav Kei, where is the remes to Leah and Rochel? So he said, "Hine Yinasis Bechinas Hey Elyona Kenoda." Shaleah and Rochel Hem Sod Tchei Hahin the Havaya Iloa V'Tato. Kvaya Dati Shepatzuf Nukva He. So therefore, the first Hey in Havaya is Keneged Leah, and the second Hey of the Havaya is Keneged Rochel. We know that always he is represented by it's a nukva, it's a letter. There's letters which represent zachorim, letters represented nukva, and he is representing nukva. Sheesh ba shlosha kovim yamim small the answer. The kolim kol ha'patzufim. Every patzuf have to have these three ingredients: yamim, small, the em. So those are three kavim. Those are merumas in the letter hey, so it's the base life of Yehuda, because hey has a top, a side, and a middle. Those are the three kavim. Got that, David? V'ziz zesod ba'amash amanu el shenikas midas. Now he's going to explain midas. Now, midas is gematria 400 and how much? 444. Now let's work this out. She gematria alba alafim. He says the gematria is four aleph. Now how could that be? Four aleph is four, no?
Aleph is 111 times four.
Right. So the aleph you mean is aleph bimilui aleph. So it's aleph lamed pei. So aleph lamed pei is 111 times four is now. Where do you get the four aleph, by the way? So it explains that Leah will take, or Zah will take, we're talking about Leah here. Shlokachas me'arba shemois eke. She's going to take four ekes. She'ima nikas eke. First of all, you have to know the ima is always called eke. That's the feminine. Therefore, kol sfira shelah of ima will call be called eke. V'nimsa ki arba sfiros tachtone sheba. Shem Netzah Yisod Malchus Sheba. Remember, the Netzah Yisod Malchus, the Malchus we're referring to as the Tels Yisod. Those four spheres, Kiviyachol, are all going to come down, all called Ekes. So you have four Ekes coming down, imagine. Anichnasim Besod Mochin Tok Zah. That's why I said Zah at the beginning, because first it has to go through Zah, then it has to go through Leah. So Zah is, by the way, in Zah, Zah is Ma. How do you spell Ma? Yud Vav Dalit, K Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, and also Aleph. So he has three Alephs, and those three Alephs represent the three Imas, three Ekes. And the middle one is actually exactly the fourth one as well, because you have Yesod, and it has Yesod is actually one. So you have this four Ekes coming in, it's called Havlaz Dam. We find in the Kavanah Sefirah Zohar, which is what we're doing right now. That in Kavanah Sefirah Zohar, we find the Havlaz Dam Bidam, that Ima's entry into Zah in order to grow Zah. Vinitha Sod Mokim Toch Zah. And for them, for Zah receiving, he receives the Iker of Ima, which is called the Levushim of Ima. And the Ha'ora, the Totsol, that all, Shalahem Bilvad Hu Leleya. She gets only a Ha'ora. He gets the Iker all. And Bechinas Abba Alofim and Niskos. Vegazu Mamish Bechinas Shem Leah. Now, if you look at the letters, Lamed Aleph He, the Shem Leah. She'ois Aleph the Leah Hibchinas Hamalchus. That's what Leah is. Leah is a Malchus. That's Aleph. Aleph represents Malchus. That's one sphere. She'hi Shor She'ikris Bchinas Leah Kiniska Leah. Now Lamed of Leah, that's 30, right? Which represents the three spheres. Each one has 10 spheres. So that's the three Shlosh Spheres Achirs Netzach Hod Yisod. Okay, so that's three. That's what they represent. Va'arehem Alba Sfiros Lokachas. She takes the Aleph, which is the Malchus, and she takes Netzach Hod Yisod. So that's four spheres she takes. Va'az Nase Tzuras Hei. She's going to make all together Baal Tzuv Hei. Three, this is Lamed, and then the one is four. And all together, that's going to make the Shem Alba Sfiros Shlokachas. Va'az Nase Tzuras Hei. Shehi Hei the Leah. It's going to make the last Hei. V'az kol b'chinas elu v'yachad nikra Leah. That's going to make a Leah. V'gam ze sod posuk that says in Shmoyz, Ashir al Hashem ki ga'o ga'a. Sheposuk by the Shira. Sheposuk ze ne'ma el b'chinas Leah. When we saw it. Anytime we're mechavin in this posuk, in Shir Shirim, it's not Shir Shirim, it's Shir Sayam, we have to understand that's a building of Leah. B'chinas Leah, Shinizgaetz ve'alta lemala bedas zah, as we learned today, that the Leah is schlepped up from Ima to the back of das zah. Now, how we see this in this pasuk? Lemala b'rosh rachel, she goes up and above rosh rachel, b'mokam gavoa kinizga Leah. V'sham nasis gamken b'chinas shlosh otiot ga'a, which is gimel aleph he. Ki gimel he. Netzach Hod Yisod Gimel represents Gematria of Gimel, which is three, represents again the three spheres of Ima which came in to build Leah. The Aleph he Amalchus, same story. When he's Chabra Abosam V'Nasi Paltzuf Echad B'Tzuras Hei Kiniska. That's the Makapathis comes together and it creates the Hei. So the same letters basically. We have Leah Lamed Aleph Hei, and this is Gimel Aleph Hei. V'Chibur Shlosha Hoitzios Hei Ga'a, and that is the Ga'a in the Pasuk. What does that mean? Ve'er mamish kecheshbon Leah, ki gimol v'lamed hen shavos b'mispa aik baka galash. Okay, I'll explain to you what this means. In Shah Etzchaim, in Etzchaim Shah Lamed Hey, explains different ways how to derive different binyonim. So, aik baka galash. If you look at every first letter. Aleph Lamed Aleph Yud Kuf, right? So that's the Aleph. Base Kaf Reish, so that's base. And then Gimel Lamed Shin. So you see, the first letter represents Aleph Base Gimel, and the second letter, which is Yud Chaf Lamed, again the Seder. And then Kuvreshin, it's all the Seder. Kitzur, you can multiply this by 120. There's 120 combinations of these names which build the various Shemas. Okay. So he says like this, Vizu Kigaoga. And that's how he translates the possible. It's a lama. Shinizgaich becomes Gaivadik, meaning not Gaiva in a negative way, it means an aliyah dik of Gaiva. But also Lemal Bebokim Goa Verom, very high place. I mean, she went up to the Das. The Gamas is Bechinas Oisios Ga'a Mamish. She also makes the Gemalch of Gaz, we learned early on. The Gimel is the three Netzachot Yisod, the Aleph is the Malchus, and together that makes the Hey, which is the completion of the Pasuk. The Aven they hate it. Okay, so those are Ramazim to the name of Leah, how she's built vis-a-vis the parts of Zah. Okay, good. We'll stop it here for now. So Shem, next week we'll be starting Perek, and this is the final Perek in Shah Yaakov Leah. Okay.
Shkara. And then it's Leah Rachel.
Huh? Then Leah Rachel, yeah.
Mm-hmm.